we are back. You are listening to Davin's End. On the break, we're playing, some comedy from me. It's probably more than 10 years old.
Yeah.
that's some old stuff. That's like the only CD I ever put it out a long time ago. I don't do most of those jokes anymore.
No.
But I figured we announced the details for the comedy show.
Yeah.
So I put out a little bit of a stand-up comedy out there. Trucker Tom's seen the act live. Most of our fans have not, but Tom's seen it live. So, So put that out there. On the last half of the show, we were talking about Facebook's inconsistencies with their Lawrence Campbell memorial page and with the Your Dog Sucks page.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, nobody likes any of those pages.
No.
Calm down.
I can't help it. I'm very upset about the doggy page.
Don't cry, little Pip.
Don't cry, Pip Helix. The doggies will be safe.
Thank you.
Shall we do a little scam busting?
Yes.
Sure. All right. Of course, scam busting.
That'll cheer me up.
It always does. Well, this is Joe's favorite. You like the scamming scammers. Joe likes the scam busters.
Mm. Yes.
He's like, this is the Beretta aspect of the show that he thoroughly enjoys.
Beretta. Yes.
There's a cockatoo.
Scam busters.
What?
Cockatoo. That was his bird.
That was his bird.
All right. Scambus is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. Surfeasy.com. And when you go to surfeasy.com, you're certainly going to want this song in your head, because this will help you when you're surfing. How thorough will we get into tonight's show?
Gauge how much we got.
Looks at the clock.
Scam Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call?
Scam Busters!
If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call?
Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no balls.
I'm sorry. As a woman, that's a problem. They're coming at your chin. Stand still, woman.
I ain't afraid of no balls.
Take the ball beating. So, we'll do... what?
Well, the next line is, Bustin makes me feel good.
Every week we do this. Why is this like? Why is this striking her as funny now, Joe?
What the hell do I know? I don't know. What the hell's in that drink? I see a latte. I think a latte in there. The only latte in there is vodka.
Sarah, can we go on? Can I get through this?
Oh yes, I might laugh through it, but go ahead.
Don't look at me again.
Who am I going to look? It's either you or her.
I'm not behind this.
Are you up to this, Joe? Did you put her up to this?
No.
Did you put her up to this assholery?
No. Assholery.
You know I'm sensitive about the assholery, right?
The fishery.
It sounds like some place where you get a mixed yogurt drink.
Speaking of which.
I got mine. I have a drink now.
Yes.
It's blueberry and yum. What, you don't have anything to fill when I'm taking a drink, stupid? No, you just talk when I'm trying to talk.
I know. And then we both stare at you while you're taking a sip.
It's impossible. You make this so much harder than it needs to be.
Well, you love a challenge.
I loved the challenge when I was in high school trying to get laid. There now I just want my legs to feel okay and I want to get through this.
Let the record state I'm sitting here quietly.
I know. You're so enjoying that
staying
he's
the hell
like,
out of trouble.
Well, I'm
taking a break.
All right.
The chat thinks I have a little Kahlua in my latte.
Oh, yeah.
So, as you know, because we're going to do the Ann Jackson thing, we've had fun with how Ann calls me Mr. Davin.
Yes.
She addresses me very often in her emails to me. So, tonight I figure we're going to play, how many times will she call me Mr. Davin?
Mr. Davin, you mean?
We played it last week.
Yes.
I think you won, right, Pip?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you win, with five?
I went with four.
Four.
And
Joe
I called
had
it.
All right. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give the person in the chat room who comes closest without going over, it's Price is Right rules. Price is Right rules.
Lisa called it earlier. She's already down with four.
Can I finish?
Sure.
Christ.
I think they have the idea, though.
I'm like a woman making love to a 13-year-old boy. Can I finish?
No, I already did.
Wow.
Perhaps inappropriate.
Now I'm on Pip's side with the laughing at thin air.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give away our final Surf Easy Total VPN protection for free for you. It's a $50 value. Now here's what count. Now Lisa already in with four. Speed count. So when it comes to your guess, because we can't allow duplicate guesses, you've got to be the first one in. So Lisa has already made four. Her guest.
Sheru is in with eight. Tom is sitting out because he's like, I already won. It wouldn't be fair.
Tom, you could still play.
He already said, I'm out.
All right, Tom. Enjoy your sausage. I didn't say anything.
Can I make a non-counting guess?
Of course. I expect you both to guess. Sure.
I guess 15.
Wow.
15?
Yes.
All right.
Jim was 15.
Miss Helix?
Once.
What?
Joe is 15 once. Oh, it's 15. Oh, the world looks so
good. I'm going to go with 9.
9!
9!
9!
All right. Anybody else? Are we done? Anybody else want to play?
I'm waiting to see if anybody else signs in and says, yeah.
I mean, I know we got other people in there, but sometimes they don't want to play these reindeer games.
I know. They're shy.
I don't know why. I mean, we're giving away free stuff.
I don't know. The way that we bust each other's balls, you think that they want to weigh in on things.
Some of them are shy. Some people are intimidated by the chat, but this is like the easiest way to win free stuff. This is the easiest way.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So here's what you will win. The Surf Easy Total VPN protection will protect your online identity on your computer, tablet, or phone. With this package, you get unlimited data protection, which means for a whole year you can surf the web without your internet service provider knowing what you're looking at, and make sure that people do not know where you're located, which is very good for safety.
Mm-hmm.
You can even here's a really cool feature. You can even set it. So we're here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
but like some people don't live in the United States. Say they live in Canada,
right?
If they can set it to the United States, and that would give them access to websites like Hulu, which they can't get up in Canada and everything. So by setting your location to a different country, it gives you access to websites that you wouldn't normally get.
Oh, I never knew that. That's
awesome. Well, I've said
awesome.
It before. It'd be nice if you listened.
And you know what? Yeah, it would be nice if I checked in every once in a while.
So, yeah. So is that everybody?
No, wait. Amanda is having trouble getting into the chat tonight, so she's talking to me on Facebook, which is
how
is
she having? What is her problem? I'll talk her through this.
I don't know, but she's listening, but she was not able to get into the chat page.
All right.
It's probably a work block.
All right. Mandy?
She's down with 13.
You can go, because I think she listens on the Indie Authority.
Okay.
So what she could do, she can go open up a different browser.
Right.
If she's doing it on her computer, and go to davincomedy.com, scroll down to the Davin's Den page, and then go to the chat and go, and you can listen on the Indie Authority and still be in our chat room, if that works.
Okay, I hope you heard all that.
All right, I hope so, too, because I wasted time with it, and I can't even take another drink of my beverage. I must read! So we got a lot of high guesses tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I mean, weird when you consider that it was very low last week.
It was only 4 last week, but we're thinking that she's going to get all revved up and yell Mr. Davin a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I like when they yell Mr.
We
Davin.
We think there's going to be a lot of back and forth tonight, so that's why we're going with
I think there's got to be a lot of, Mr. Davin!
Yeah, that's why we're going with a higher quotient of
right, I like the rationale Davin's. Behind it. I did not count, so I don't know. I have no idea, so I will be learn with you guys. February 25th, 2014. Shall we go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Number one!
If you think them as scammers, please report them. Who is African? I do not want to waste your time. If you said that they are from Africa, report them. That woman who called in and was our original witness fell in love with Barker Green. And then she reported me. She is a fucking bitch. She is a native speaker, but she cannot judge it, and she does not take responsibility to report me. Are they crazy? Yes. Who is from Africa? Please prove it. I am fucking mad.
Yes, you she are, is. Lady.
You have all their mail addresses, and try to prove they are scammers, and show me. Thanks. And now, let me interject here. Now, I did talk to the victim who she's talking about.
Right.
And she did say that the person who was Parker Green had impeccable English.
Okay.
So, could be American.
Right.
You know, because we don't know.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's this particular Parker
could
Green,
be so. In American and in with them.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we don't know. So even this victim was fooled by the English, mm-hmm. and that's what Jackson's pointing to. So point for Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I respond to this. I go, Brown Cotton is African. That's the IC3 guy.
You're being racist.
You can tell by the way he writes. Why are you CCing them on everything you send to me? She's telling them everything.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with her?
She's an asshole.
She's an ass.
Makes you think maybe she is working with them, right?
Almost, yeah.
Stop talking to them. They do not need to know what we know. And if they are connected to terrorists, you put me in danger with that.
Stop talking. Stop CCing them.
Really?
That's what I mean by that, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop telling them everything I say. I'm trying to be on your side, and you're such a jackass. You're going to get me in trouble, too.
It really pissed me off.
Yeah.
Shall we proceed?
Yes.
Mr. Devin!
Number two!
Numero dos.
What do you mean? Who took the money from? Victim A. Brown Cotton and David Moore. They take responsibility. Why me? I cannot believe in this. Never contact me, because these people are fucking idiots. I have never met such people. Case one. The woman who called into the show.
Yes, case one.
She is criminal if my judgment is not wrong. We haven't talked about the judgment.
Yeah, really.
You can see who is real now. She is a hacker. She is fucking bitch. You must arrest her.
Oh, now that you're the cops?
Get him, Sheriff. What?
You must arrest
really?
Her.
I guess she sets up green. Or she wants green. She wants men. IC3 crime internet, sure. That she's having a conversation now.
Yeah.
With Brown about her, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, is she talking to you? You have to arrest
no,
her?
No.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I guess she's... All right, yeah, all right, that's what this... couldn't figure it out when I was reading it.
Yeah.
So she's talking to Brown.
Okay.
Cotton. So he goes, sure.
Sure.
She goes, I've never met such a woman like her. She wants any man. She lies. She said Green asked her for money. He responds, she is sex maniac. She fucking liar. Ah, the good old FBI. With technical terms.
And slut shaming.
Yes. She asked me to introduce Parker Green to her. She reported me. She is fucking idiot. She lied and she could not offer the truth because she said that Parker Green asked her money. I asked Green. He reported her. Who is liar? Fucking bitch.
And she asked her to introduce him to...
Introduced the victim to Parker Green. Yes.
Now, what was her motive for that? What was the victim's motive to be introduced to Parker Green?
Well, no, but remember, Parker Green was looking for a woman. We've heard this before with Anne. Parker Green looks for women, and Anne, out of the goodness of her heart, sets them up with her.
Yep. Okay. Pimp.
Yes, sets them up with him. Yes. I asked Green. He reported her. Who is a liar? Fucking bitch. She is married. She should go to hell. She lies to people. Then this is a different person called... called Rhonda, a different person. She contacted Brown Cotton. She hunted IC3. Now why it is my responsibility? Shame on them. Victim A, she goes into case three. She paid to the scammers, which gets involved in money laundering. I do not know her case well. This is the investigation from Brown Cotton and David Moore. Eric Boris may be involved in this because they work together to investigate. Maybe. I do not know it well. Why me? There is nothing to do with me. They contacted IC3 and Interpol. Why do I need to take responsibility? Can they judge the truth by themselves? I do not like the way you deal with the situations. This is fucking American way. I am a real American. Fight for the rights. Anyway. They are Americans. You are from Westerworld and you never take any responsibility. Why do I need to? I ask you, who is the real one? You are maybe a scammer because Brown Cotton said you are a scammer. Why not fight for it? Apparently I'm a scammer now.
Wait a minute. So she's accusing you of being a scammer because Brown Cotton said you were? Well, that's because he's been CC'd on everything, and he's like, that son of a bitch is scammer!
Well, that's the defense.
Yeah.
I'm not a scammer. You're a scammer. Everybody's a
he's
scammer.
He's a scammer. She's a scammer. Wouldn't you like to be a scammer, too? Be a scammer. Hey, be a scammer.
They are stupid enough. I did consult a lawyer and the police. Why do they not go to local police to ask the whole? Maybe their police never know how to deal with the cases. This is what I see through. Do you contact them? All the people I list to you. You never... Do you ask them any questions? Why Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton never reply to you? Why?
Because they know that they're screwed.
Yeah.
Soldier Green and Miller contact you? Why they keep silent? They are fucking coward. This is why I deleted them from Yahoo. Green daughter want to get the funds from the dead man, Jimmy Jones. She will get punishment. I am waiting. Due to her greed, she deserved to post everywhere. I am doing it. It is shameful of them to do such a matter to me because they want money. Shame on America.
Now
Joe's
all of
America. Joe's America.
Joe's America.
Joe's America knows no shame.
That's shame right. on Joe's America.
Joe's America.
Wait a minute. Now, so who's this Jimmy Jones? I missed somebody.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
You'll find out.
Oh, okay. Because did you know who that was,
no.
Joe? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why we have a playbill.
We need a scorecard.
You
Jesus
really do.
Christ.
Yeah, well, you know what? It all unveils itself eventually.
Okay.
Shame on America, said the Ayatollah. These people take money but hide and run away. They said the terrorists want to kill me. They can protect themselves. Well, why not? This is how America did to other country but said you are doing fucking peace mission. Shame on you. What's so funny?
I don't know. It's just like you're doing fucking peace mission.
A 19-year-old girl. Hot. Cheated on my money saying she wanted to come to Japan. This is Jennifer.
Oh,
got
right.
hit by a truck.
Yeah, sure. She was in Scotland. She asked for the transport fees and food. She asked me to pay for the fees for these fucking idiot funds transfer. This is her conspiracy with all these people. Her name is Jennifer Green, Parker Desmond Green's daughter. She sent mail to my boss saying she wanted to come to Japan to work. I am fucking mad. No, I don't know which way you're using the word mad, but either way.
I think they both apply. Going,
yeah. She said her father is baby dying. Why do I need to help people? Never reply to me, and this is the last one. I am fucking mad. I will never send anything because these people, Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton, should get arrested, and I am doing the report. I will send mail to CID. That's the military. That's where they investigate their own.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The Army. James Harrison Miller, born June 22nd, 1965. He is a fucking criminal soldier. He want to use me to do his business. He knows I have funds, and this is why. Greedy person. Parker Green, too. Go to hell, American soldiers!
Oh, wow.
Just don't create a Facebook page about it.
Yeah.
Parker Desmond Green, born in 1964. He is fucking high killer from Marines. He is mafia. Go to hell. These people should deserve the investigation.
They're not...
Oh, my God. She sounds so
crazy. Delusional asshole.
Go to hell!
I don't know if she wrote it like that.
I know, but they're a mafia!
That's how I'm reading it now.
I know!
This is the text.
This is great.
As Joe and I actually discussed on the ride up to our gig.
We were discussing it on the show.
It's like, you know what? She's a Japanese woman. It'd be really racist if I read it in
Japanese. Yeah, 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 I know.
You couldn't hear it clearly as well.
No, we didn't understand.
Go to her!
Mr. Damason.
Yeah.
It would all start sounding like Asian porn now. Oh, go to her!
Yeah, it would be terrible. I couldn't do that.
They are fucking mafia. Oh. That would reading, all sound porny.
Davin would be reading the text and his mouth wouldn't be moving in sync.
Very good.
Nice.
Good thing we don't have the video anymore, right?
Yeah.
I can't get to sync up. People are greedy and people are fucking idiots. Even they get scammed. They do not know how to judge the truth and fake. Go to hell! Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton will get fired soon. Why not?
They're not going to get fired. They're not real.
Because they make mistakes to the victims. This is the truth. They are not qualified to do the jobs from authorities. Well, this is very true.
Okay. Yes. They are. Yeah, we agree. They are not.
Common ground.
Yes.
Common ground. Finally.
They use me to get the job from the UN. Even Miller and Green. Of course they did.
Mm-hmm.
They are fucking assholes as well as mafias. Everything is over. These people should go to hell. And.
I love how she says that everybody's mafias.
Language barrier. I don't know. So the following is in regards to me pointing out that Americans would not use lowercase I or spell cause COS like we discussed last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She goes, it is me! First to use this word, it says, I like the two songs from two bands in UK, Boyzone and Westlife. Do not judge the thing like this. So she's dismissing how I'm saying, well, Americans don't write like that.
Oh, okay.
Never contact me. I am fucking mad. I am pissed off because Western people have racial discrimination. This is the truth. Now, remember last week she called Asians idiots and said Westerners were very smart.
Yeah.
And did she spell Asians wrong?
She did.
She did.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, number three.
Numero three.
I like to use because I am from Africa. Assholes, who is from Africa? Please do not do something
Everybody
stupid.
Everybody you're talking to except stupid over there.
Yeah, I know.
Please. I'm the smart one here. We're screwed.
I know.
Please do not do something stupid, and I am fucking crazy. I do not want to reply anything now. This is very stupid. Over. And me. I respond. A couple things. Don't write to me when you're pissed, because I'm trying to help you, not the other way around. I understand you are stressed, but do not take it out on me. You have no proof that the woman that she alleges is a hacker.
Right.
I go, you two had a fallout. You set her up with Parker Green, and you told me the other day you were going to set up another woman with Parker Green. Nobody did that but you. I did try to contact these people, and they did not respond. They are scammers. They are not Americans. At some point, you will have to come to terms with that. You have no evidence that they are Americans, at least nothing you show me. Do you really think officials from government agencies would talk to some civilian they do not know like a common street thug? You told me you were going to help victim A, so you put yourself in the middle of that. You are too emotional, and this prevents you from thinking clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I continue. I did not say you were African. I said an American would not write it that way. You think Brown is American FBI? He is not. He would write it cuz, C-U-S-E, capital I, or because, capital I, like we talked about last week.
Right.
I can't help you when you are enraged and irrational. If you do not want my help, then go away. I'm not going to take this crap from you.
Sounds like our email today.
Sure. today was lovely, Joe.
I'm kidding. Very helpful indeed. But
I go, unlike the people you've been dealing with, I have no money invested in you.
Right.
If you wish to continue with me, you will be respectful as I have been to you. Do you understand?
Good.
I won't be your battered wife anymore.
By the way, Trucker Tom says that Devin's Anne voice sounds like if Mrs. Howell from Gilligan's Island was a tranny.
Funny, Tom. But good. What's even more disturbing is how you envisioned that. What's that?
I know. It's so sad.
Trucker Tom's hot fetish.
Yeah, really.
Oh, lovey. Let's see. So then she sends me Jennifer Green's full email so her header can be tracked. Remember, we've been asking for this.
Mm. Right.
Mr. Devin!
Oh, that's number four!
About IP! This is a very stupid thing. I want to tell you that one company contacted me, but the IP is located in Tokyo. What is fucking IP? I am going to go there tomorrow. The truth is that the authorities will trace the IT company, and this authorities like Interpol can do it well. We cannot. This is what you want. You never get the proof from them.
Now, the IP was from Japan?
She's saying one IP was from Japan.
So what does that tell us? I'm not being facetious, but what does that tell us? What does that indicate to us?
Well, you got one of two possibilities. When they were talking to her, they were in Japan,
mm-hmm.
or
okay.
they used something like Surf Easy or a proxy server,
yeah.
and they made it so it looked like they were in Japan.
Okay,
probably somebody using a proxy.
Probably. Because Surf Easy is not used for evil. It's
no.
used for good.
It's on the side of good.
Sure. Right. It's the angel's tool. So I respond. I go, you may be correct, but I've gotten many results this way. I wonder why you question my judgment when you are the one who is in this mess with these people and not me.
Nice.
They could have used a proxy server, but I will investigate and see if this bears fruit. And I spelled bear wrong. As I falsely corrected Joe, too. Mm. Apparently, bear is not B-A-R-E-S.
Oh.
No, not if...
It's the fuzzy animal, which makes no sense. Nobody wants to see a bear's fruit just dangling there all fuzzy and shit. She then sends me Morris Mariba Esquire. Remember the bank attorney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my God.
She
yeah.
sends me the full email header. So we're getting somewhere.
Okay, good.
I respond to her. I go, he may be in UK. I will check. The number he gave you is tied to scamming.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I tell her, Mr. Davin!
Number five!
I believe somebody's been eliminated.
Yeah, Lisa.
Lisa's out. Well, well not until we reach seven, which is... Tom, make it a guess.
I thought somebody had four.
Yeah, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
So,
but if you go over, Lisa's... but you can't...
You can't go over.
You can't go over. Lisa went over.
Oh, well, no, well, unless it's that was four, right?
Yeah.
So no, I thought that was five. I thought that was five.
Well, we just made five.
Yeah, so that's
guess,
Lisa's
at least
out.
Guess four.
Yeah, so she's out.
She's out.
Okay, so
that's what I'm saying.
Sorry, sweetie.
This is IP from Parker Green. You want it and prove it. Does the IP work? One company called me here, but the IP located in Tokyo. I have no idea how you judge it. This is one is maybe from Real Soldier. You will commit crime due to exposing the privacy. This is what you want. This Parker Green is your country hero. What do you think? Judge the truth. These fucking hunters should go to hell. Mr. Davin!
Number six!
We're just burning through Mr. Davin's tonight.
I know!
This is IP from CID. I am very pissed off. I respond, I do believe the CID email is the one authentic one, but I will double check. Mr. Davin!
Oh,
damn,
wow.
a seven?
This is your IP! Now she's got my IP address. I go, my response, your point. Mr. Devin!
Oh, my God, eight!
Wow.
Oh, Tom's gone. Sharu is in.
This is the first reply from UN Secretary Melvin Santos. I do not respect him due to his foolish decision. Your soldier threatens me. Assholes. Who is
assholes.
Fucking fake? I am pissed off! But yet she didn't use caps or an exclamation point, so she doesn't know etiquette.
I am pissed off.
I am pissed off.
I'm really angry.
I have a pissed off name. Are you satisfied? These hunters will be investigated because they destroy me. These people, so-called Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Parker Greed, and James H. Miller must be arrested. You're all from Westerwall, but fucking idiot.
Wait a minute. Doesn't that sound like a curse? James H. Miller.
Yeah.
Mr. Devin.
That's your number nine. Oh, that's mine.
I do not have Miller's mail because I shut down the old mail address, so I cannot send his fucking full header to you. This Miller is wicked and he used me, Jennifer Green and Parker Green. He is fucking assholes for me. He's fucking assholes for me. Well, that sounds like a very nice thing to do. Not anybody would do that. I am sorry to say dirty words because I do want to kill him. If I had gun, I would shoot him. This is the truth. By the way, I am sorry that he falls for a woman. This woman is not me. I do not want to expose it due to privacy. I do not have privacy. As any full heady. Yeah. You can see how wicked it is.
Wait, this man falls for a woman, but not me.
Remember we said that there was rumors that Anne fell for Miller?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That's what that's addressing.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Mr. Devin!
Oh, that's number 10! I'm out!
We're just burning through Mr. Devin.
Mm. Yeah.
I guess the IP will be the correct one. The people who contact you are near you. If the people who are far away from you, the IPs are not correct. But we can check the IT company to trace the criminals. This is what I found! I have told you, IC3 Brown Cotton is FBI man staying in UK. He is real. No wonder he is FBI man. I went sent money to him to UK, and he took the money from me. And I also has the receipt. Jennifer is also in UK, because I once sent money to her, too. She took money in UK. This is the full header when he was in Tokyo. The IP is really exact, right? So then she sends me two of Brown's full headers.
Okay.
And one at the email bomb says, and it's from a BlackBerry, and it says from SoftBank Japan. The second shows up as the UK. So I don't know. Can you change what your blackmail, what your
BlackBerry says?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you might be able to.
I don't know.
And it said it was from the SoftBank of Japan?
It makes it sound like it was a bank in Japan when he was responding to her.
And what it exactly said? What was it? Was it SoftBank of...
That's like it says where you sent it from. Like, you know, sometimes when you send something from
and
your phone.
And the name... The name was SoftBank?
Yep.
Any way to do a search on that? Just to see what SoftBank, if it comes up with...
I think it's a bank. Pip could do a search. I'm kind of doing something right now, Joe.
Yeah, I can look.
Okay. I'm just saying... I'm not just saying, right now, damn it, get on... I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, no, I
just
know.
Just to see...
But she's got a valid point. She goes, listen...
But that's why I'm bringing this up, because now that, you know, if it's... Well, it could be valid.
I mean, you can understand a little bit why she's getting confused.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, all the evidence that we've shown her, which proves that these people are not real, and then she clings to these things that go, well, no, look what I have here.
Right.
So.
Mobile SoftBank.
Oh. Thanks, Mandy. I got tagged in one of her Facebooks. Holy hell. The day Davin says, Mr. Davin, during the scammer portion of the show, fucking kills me. Ha 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 ha.
That was funny.
That does not count as a Mr. Davin because it's not from Anne.
No, that's right. That was a superfluous Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
That's an off the cuff. That's an off the record.
It's a Mr. freebie, Davin. Mr. Davin.
No, a freebie would have to count as a bonus point, but that's not a bonus point. That's just an off the cuff Mr. Davin.
Anyway. This is his usual full header to trace criminals. This is why I did tell you. He is real, but you do not believe me. So I tried to trace the IP address. I could not because it's Gmail. Not with certain email handlers like Gmail, you can't trace it. Like mm-hmm. It'll show like the Google headquarters in mm-hmm. California. So I couldn't trace it. So I respond to her. I go, the money very well may have been laundered in the UK and then sent on to Africa or someplace else. I'm explaining to her why she's sending money mm-hmm. to the UK because as we've talked about on old shows, sometimes they do have connections in England. And they'll have the victim send it there because it seems more legitimate to people.
Right.
As opposed to sending it to Western Africa, and then they send money along to Africa.
Well, like someone we even spoke to, they said that they had reluctantly, but they did work as the person who received packages
right.
for someone else. So there are people who willingly or unknowingly will act as the mail drop.
Right. Shall we go on?
Yes. Oh, by the way, wait.
You were winding up.
Wait. SoftBank is a mobile phone company.
Okay. I guess it's not a bank.
In Japan.
Okay, good. We need to clarify that.
So that's like saying from my mobile device.
Well, again, would make...
From SoftBank.
Would make you think that they're in Japan.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Certainly a point for Anne.
Yeah. Interesting.
One.
Yeah.
Makes you go, What's the matter, Joe? You look puzzled.
Well, even though it's from Japan, it's still not from a bank. It's from a cell phone.
It's from a cell phone company,
I understand that, but
they're
saying, well, we're
bank.
Here, and...
But it's a cell phone company in Japan.
Which, you know, when they talk about, we'll have terrorists come and knock on your door, we'll come and get you.
That's scary because they could very well actually be there. Although in the chat they're having conversations about you can use your BlackBerry for up to five devices. And you can change
means.
Their settings where it thinks it's located,
okay.
I suppose. So it's possible.
Okay.
They're
I don't
more
know BlackBerry.
Tech savvy than
I don't
we
know
are.
BlackBerries because it's 2014. Anyway. Shall we go on?
Yes.
Mr. Dabber!
11!
These go to 11.
How will you judge it? You will see the truth. You will commit crime if you expose them. They are real and they can arrest anyone who lies. See the truth, man. So then she sends a part one of the full header of Eric Bohr, Interpol Eric.
Okay.
Please read the body. I am not sure if you understand web design or of HTML. No, but I have Donnie and James on call. I'm sure we could...
There you go, yes.
You want to get around to it.
Analysis! Spelled wrong. This Eric Bohr is pro because he is real from Interpol, if you can read the body structure. And she goes, Eric Bohr, use mail server. And then she sends me the header. Again, we're getting all the stuff we've been asked for.
Yeah, finally.
So,
yes, we are. Yeah.
So you got to give Anne credit. Again, makes you think, well, maybe she's legit.
Mm-hmm. And not only when legit when she goes into it, I mean, there's been a couple of things where, well, how could you believe this stuff? And now we're looking at it and I go, we got to look this up, man.
It's like, oh, okay.
The Japan
well,
thing, you know, there's yeah. a, you know.
So, and the body, God bless you, Joe. The body of this email says, Anne, I have not informed you, this is from Eric to her, I have not informed you the situation here now. I don't know what you think or not. James, this is James Miller, now has been transferred to Bahamas. Our soldier's been transferred to the Bahamas.
What is he on leave?
They have a lot of forts.
I'll join you on right now if I get transferred to the Bahamas.
Hell yeah.
I am doing my best. Can ask for a time from there until we sort things out here. And then he writes again, I think this is coming to be an insult from you. Do you know who you are talking to? Like you would say to your child.
Yes.
Have you ever sent any money to me? Please, from now onwards, do not contact me again. I am not your type, and this help I am trying to help you is not by force. Never you contact this email address again. You can go to hell if your company does not believe in me after all the facts I sent them. You Asian people are so full of shit. Sincerely, Mr. Eric.
Mr. Eric.
Yes, it says sincerely, Mr. Eric.
He signed it Mr. Eric.
So apparently he's been dealing with her place of business. And they're skeptical about him being real. And he's insulted. How dare you?
Yeah, but, well, I mean, if her place of business is saying, wake up.
Yeah.
I wonder if her place of business has spoken to her directly.
Well, remember, we've talked about she's borrowed money from her bosses.
That's just crazy.
They're as stupid as she is.
Yeah. No, they
don't
know.
Well, they might not have known what was going on, Joe. Shall we go on?
Yeah.
Mr. Gentleman!
Number 12.
No wonder Eric Bohr is Interpol. See his tech from mail service. He's very good at tracing criminals as well as brown cotton. Then she sends me another full header from Eric Bohr, and then he writes to her. Currently asks the victims to file their cases to us here, including all the details of payments, amount paid, where fees were sent to us, and also telephone numbers. Thanks, Eric. So Eric is now getting her to funnel victims.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great.
Yep, they are now using her.
Yeah.
And she believes that this guy's for real. I respond. I go, please read the info provided by Interpol's website. It discusses how they do business. And I send her the link. It's interpol.int, crime areas, financial crime, fraud, email fraud abusing the Interpol name.
Mm-hmm.
So I send her the website where it explains all this stuff from Interpol.
Yeah.
This is from her. Full header from Interpol Sarah. Interpol Sarah. So Sarah writes to Anne, she can open her case file now and ask her to contact us now. I'm guessing this is another victim. Part 5. Please see Sarah's full header. They are real pro tracing criminals. GX Webmail, you cannot trace Interpol. Sarah writes to Anne, "This is war. The scammers are also getting victims to join them. We are working on it." Sarah.
Oh. So, wait a minute. That's interesting.
Sure.
Who is this person that's...
It's Interpol Sarah.
Interpol Sarah.
Yeah, we've heard that name before. She works with Interpol Eric.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she's totally legit.
Yeah. Don't doubt. Shall we go on?
Yes.
Mr. Devin!
Oh, there's lucky number 13.
I hate people who lie. I hate people who pretend to know everything, but the truth is that they are fucking idiots.
Hmm?
Petal? Kettle?
Yeah, really.
They never consult the real ones. I went to local police many times, and I went to consult two international lawyers asking about the police, this criminal craze. Do not lie to people. I did tell you many times this is international scam. This scam is not domestic cases. This kind of case is not free. The victims must pay for the fees. The authorities have responsibility.
Fees.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
The only person that believes it is me.
Mr. Curry. For what they have done to the victims, since the victims pay for the fees. They should have explained the whole to the victims in the very beginning. If they accept the whole truth, then they can open the case files and pay for the funds transfer according to the law. Brown, Cotton, and Eric Bohr are good at tracing the criminals, but they are idiots in some ways because they do not know the funds transfer or the issues about money laundering, which is government order. Yes, the FBI and the Interpol do not know about money laundering.
They know less about, they know less about than you do. Yes, yes. Uh-huh, that's a safe bet.
They are fucking idiots in this way. Opening the case files, the victims thought they could get money back, but they did not know that they should pay for the fees for funds transfer. This is why Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton should be blamed. So she's blaming them for being stupid, not scammers being stupid.
Oh, my God.
These hunters are fucking liars.
I'm sorry, liars is what? Liars as officials or liars as
scammers? No, the anti-scammers, you're like calling around and going and give advice. She's calling the scam hunters liars.
Yeah. Crazy.
They pretend to know everything. They are fucking idiots because they never consult the specialists. Like when you got a bunion job. You go to the podiatrist or something there.
Yeah, but a podiatrist is a scammer.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, lucky number 14.
An inter-email, Mr. Davin.
An inter-office, Mr. Davin.
You are judging something wrong. If you make mistakes, you will be investigated. This is what I want to warn you. Thank you. Then she talks about the victim who called and a different victim, R. And a couple of other anti-scammers.
Okay.
A whole bunch of people here. Will be involved in crime because they hunt IC3 Brown Cotton. They are fucking idiots. They do not trust me. So fuck off and never help the real victims. How will you criticize the truth? I would never criticize the truth.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Damn you, truth. You're in the way.
Well, sometimes I criticize the truth.
Sure you do.
Yeah. Okay,
sometimes you ignore the truth.
In the chat they're saying, liar, liar, pants on fire.
You have the real ones. Who is the bank lawyer, Morris Mariba, playing for the affidavit for the victims to avoid money laundering? I did insult him a lot because he was not aware of the real international funds transfer. So now the lawyer doesn't know.
Yeah, okay. It's like, you stupid lawyer. You don't know as much as me.
I dealt with LC before. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
This is why I know the funds transfer well. LC is the international trade, and this funds will be granted by the central bank belonging to the government. So the frozen bank accounts must be released from the government, and the bank will ask for the permission from the government. And this is why the victims cannot get real info from the official sites of the bank. Contact us. People never know how it is like if they do not experience it. Again, nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
You're right.
Nobody knows. My sorrow.
Yeah.
It's like, again, in her world, everybody's a maroon.
Yes.
It's like she's surrounded by Joe. Sorry, Joe, but it was there. Low-hanging fruit. About a case. Should contact Brown Cotton because this is her criminal case. No one can help her since she is maybe involved in money laundering. My police told me it is easy to trace the criminals if the victim paid the fees via banks. This is why IC3 Brown Cotton knows the whole truth. Some victims indeed gets involved in crime, money laundering, or money mule. My friend got killed due to this scam, and I did report the whole to the local police. After consulting the local police, I sent mail to IC3 and Interpol. Brown Cotton contacted me after he arrested one criminal in UK for me, and he used the lawyer to send the funds to me. But the funds is not easy to come out due to money laundering issue.
Her friend got killed?
Her friend got killed.
Is
And then she went to the local police, and then...
How'd the friend, and the scammers killed her?
I don't know, Joe. We're just going to have to stick around and find out.
Okay.
You didn't jump to the end and see we see old Yeller get shot. You waited patiently.
I didn't know where, I didn't know if I missed something maybe a couple of weeks ago. I don't know where you're going.
No, you've been here.
Yeah, but all right, good.
Parker Green and Idiot Miller paid lots of money to help me. Brown Cotton also told me that the criminals are very bad. He is the first person who told me not to reply to the scammers. This is why I never. I just did the research from the fake soldiers' profiles. Truly speaking, soldiers' fake profiles are easy to do the research and to find out the criminals. Eric Boyle and Brown Cotton are their teammates. Trace them to do arrest of the criminals from my source. Their teammates, Joe. They'll slap on the ass.
Of course. Is it scammers?
Pig Busters Web is the best one. The Asian Cybercrime Unit used their source to arrest the criminals thanks to the anti-scam sites. This is what I said to Pig Busters. Thanks to them. UN and Interpol get the funds from them after I report the criminals to them. This is why the victims' funds are in the treasury. The authorities should release the funds to the victims. But these stupid people should be exposed. Everything is done. You can tell the truth, but never contact me anymore. This is the whole research from me.
The Pig Busters. Who is the Pig Busters?
An anti-scam website.
Pig Busters. Yeah. Dee, dee, dee.
And they're legit.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting to lose my voice on this.
I'm laughing. I know. I caught that. Yeah.
There's a lot here.
Stupid.
how many Mr. Davins do we have?
We are up to 14 Mr. Davins. Amanda had 13, and Joe says 15.
Well, Joe can't win anything.
No, oh, I know. But
so wait. So what do we got? We got up to 13?
Amanda's the highest bidder, 13. So, I mean, and Joe can't win, so we have to see how many we come up with. But so far, she's the winner.
Mr. Joe!
15!
So did Amanda win?
15? No, that was Joe's guess, but Amanda...
But I mean, did Amanda 13. Win the prize?
Well, yeah, Amanda won.
All right, Amanda, congratulations.
But not to be a fly in the ointment, she if it goes over...
I said without guessing over. So if it had been 14 and she gets 15, she couldn't win.
Right.
So she can win now because she had the highest.
She could still win because except for you.
I was the only one in the way, but I'm not really playing.
Yeah, right. And you're not playing, so it's like she wins.
All right. Well, congratulations, Amanda. We are Facebook friends, as it turns out. So email me, send me your email address, and I will send you the code. So you can get the Surf Easy. Congratulations. You'll love it. For a year of Surf Easy Total VPN production, so you can surf on your computer, on your phones, wherever you want to do your tablets. Nobody can see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to other. You can say you're in another country. It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, you can pretend to be in Japan.
You can download all the porn you want, and your web provider will never know.
Awesome. You'll be with Surf Evie, you'll be able to get into the chat and go. She's very excited. Yay!
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Happy for Mandy.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. So I said Mr. Davin, I believe. Part two, do not do something wrong to people. If you really want to help the victims, you should be sincere. But never joke on Eric Boyle and Brown Cotton.
No.
I would never joke on Eric Boyle and Brown Cotton.
No. You just built a segment around it.
Sure.
just have a portion of our show on it, but no.
These hunters are really bad because I did see through it many times. Maybe it's because they got scammed, so they are very suspicious of everything. So the hunters are wrong for being suspicious.
Yeah.
I will not be shocked if these idiot hunters have excuses saying the people I contact are scammers. If they say so, I cannot say anything because they think of it in this way. So she's basically throwing up their hands. There's nothing I can do with these anti-scammers. There's just nothing that can be done. The authorities use me. Truth! The authorities are using me! This is the truth. They use me and Chito Amai because they get lots of funds from the criminals and they do not want to release the funds to the victims. The hunters are idiots because they have no common sense of this kind of criminal case and they do not report the scam to the authorities because they feel shameful due to being scammed. It is never their fault. The criminals are wicked. Well, that they are.
Well, yeah.
I often shed tears while being in bed or walking in the streets. Shedding tears makes me feel better because it did happen to me. I am a person who is always looking for the truth and never gives up finding good ways to help people. The truth is that I do not understand why these victims never study hard after being scammed.
Oh, my God.
They listen to the rumors. What?
No, she's saying I don't understand why they don't study hard. It's like, you who doesn't do her homework,
you are
talking about them. Got a lot of nerve, lady.
Many victims never get the reply from the authorities.
Trucker Tom says, "Eee!" in the chat.
This bit has just like grown over the past couple of weeks. Because the authorities are very stupid. This is truth! Well, we've all elected them. We know. The victims should fight for their right to get their money back or ask for arrest of their scammers. The criminals should go to jail. About these idiot soldiers, Green and Miller. Miller and Green are looking for their partners. Due to their jobs, they have no time.
They have no
time.
Very busy things or entities.
I will never introduce anyone to them because these hunters are fucking idiots. They are your country heroes. But for me, they are fucking mafias.
But she has introduced, hasn't she?
She yeah. did. She yeah. passed along that
so
one girl.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Really, Joe?
Well, in this paragraph.
Really, Joe?
At this point in time paragraph.
Good morning.
Hello, sunshine.
No,
welcome to the show.
Revelation. I'm just reiterating.
Yeah, revelation, yeah. Lestupicus. I wish them to go to hell and burn in hell. I never appreciate the help. I must tell the truth. I have nothing to say anymore.
Well, let me tell you, she's packing hell full of people.
Oh, I know, really.
Get through. Yeah, she's got more folks coming. Step aside. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of burning in here.
Yeah, turn up the fire. We're going to have to shrink these guys
down. Really.
Hey, the fucking idiot train's pulling up. Cool, more people in hell. Oh, look, this one's full of anti-scammers.
Look, there's a
lot of them.
There's a whole hand basket full of fucking idiots.
I have nothing to say anymore. It is up to you how to deal with the cases and how to communicate with IC3 Brown Cotton and Interpol Eric Bohr or Sarah Fronts. I must go on my real life. I do not know how far I can go on. I have some choices. I need to fight for my real life. I do not look for men because I found one in my life. Thanks for the share, Anne. I respond, the real Miller's married. Why would they ask a woman in Japan to find their match? It makes no sense. You are correct. Often the officials do not respond to victims. This makes it that much harder to believe that these people are really officials. You know,
well,
she,
yeah.
yeah. Mr. Devin!
Oh, my God, there goes number 16.
Manny don't care. She celebrated. She had high bed.
She's already, wee, I got some.
Wee!
So yeah. good.
She's like, I don't care anymore, motherfuckers. I got some easy. Wee!
She dropped the keyboard and walked away.
Yeah.
I do not cut ties with them because I do not report criminals anymore. I also hate your soldiers. I am not interested in U.S. soldiers at all. This is the truth. Jennifer does not return the money to me, and she will die for, since she is greedy. Fucking Miller destroys me a lot, so I do hate him. I hope he can die soon. He is very wicked, because he uses me, Parker Green, as
Green.
Mafia. So you can expose the truth and my comments on them. It is about time to say goodbye to you. Thanks.
Say goodbye, you mean like goodbye forever? Or just
Mr. Javin!
17.
Goodbye is only a new message away.
I know. It's only one Mr. Javin away.
It's never goodbye. There's always another Mr. Javin.
Mr. Javin!
Which, by the way, is the way I will be addressed from now on, as we know.
Well, from certain people, not.
No, all. Well, everybody should pay me. I want Joe. Next time you bring me up, I hope you bring me up as Mr. Davin.
But you just can't say it normally. You have to go, Mr. Davin.
He's looking at me like I just like I could care less.
Boris Moribe is in London, UK. He's real.
Oh, sure.
Mr. David!
Oh, you faker!
No, it says Mr. David!
Mr.
Well, that don't
David!
Count.
I wonder, what's the official ruling on that?
It's got to be Mr. Davin.
It's got to be
so
Mr.
So we're not allowing
Davin.
Typos. The king of spelling error is putting down his foot on this one.
Right. Who the hell is she talking to now?
I'll remind you of that later on, Joe. I can't accept this blog. It's a mess. Look at these spelling errors.
Hey, this was a good blog.
It was.
My demise, but it was.
It was a win-win, Joe. Yeah. It really was. Mr. David! I will give you one more person who is also in UK. He is David Coppa. I need to go check my mail. He is in London. I am sorry that I have no Miller's full header, because I did shut down the old mail, and I cannot get anything from him. I insulted them a lot. Please compare CID full header with Parker Green's. They are all real. Jennifer is in London, UK, and she is in Scotland applying for the funds now. I lost her home address in London due to the hunters being hacked by the scammers. I shut down the old mail, and this is why I cannot get the address in Miller's full header. I am pissed. pissed off.
Oh, no.
Because before, she's had it all together.
Yeah, I know. Before, it was like calm, cool, and collected.
Do you need the MTCN? That's the money that you send for Western Union. Because yeah. I once sent money to Jennifer and Brown Cotton in London. If you need them, tell me. I want to learn many things. I am tired of PC skills. I want to challenge something new.
I want to know what scam is.
Oh, that'd be something new.
She's sick of PC skills. Yeah, the spell check's given up long ago, too.
The little paperclip said, screw it, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's like,
sayonara.
The little paperclip.
Shall we continue?
Yes.
Mr. Chavin.
Oh, God.
What are we up to?
We're up to 18. Wow. We had four last week. She's going insane.
She was going bullshit.
In fact, CID replied to me at least 5 times. Here's another one. They call me Ann, and one called me Aya due to my L address.
What? They called her what?
Aya. A-Y-A.
A-Y-A.
Beachfront Emmy. A1A, Beachfront Emmy. Truth! Truth. Last night, I thought Eric Boy, Brown Cotton, and Idiot Melvin also want to do business from these victims. Shame on them. I am going to expose what they said to me. Every time they said to me that the funds will be 100% for sure to hit my account. How ironic. No, we call that a lie.
Yeah, that's not irony.
That's not irony. That's It'd be ironic if by mistake they sent you the money.
Yeah, that's like you're believing this, you stupid.
Yeah. It is high time to expose them and criticize them. They are hiding. Why? They should take responsibility. I am pissed off. Brown Cotton said that I would beg him. Shame. Miller and Green used me to get the job at UN and they threatened me. One more. Is this help? I think people can judge it. They have. They informed me that the funds will hit to my account, so they asked me to borrow money. I'm going to have no voice tomorrow.
Lisa says, M-I-C-K-E-Y.
M-O-U-S-E. But the next is to inform me that I had another payment for legal procedure. They destroy my help, my real life. They lie. They pretend to know everything. Is this help? I did send some parts of conversations to you.
I guarantee this is going to be the last show he's going to be reading it like that.
I know, because he won't be able to talk.
Have to figure out how to work.
Yeah. I can't get any money because I talk like this all night.
This bitch, Jennifer Green, told me, she confirmed. Then she asked another payment 3 times. She said she can make sure she is a real motherfucker. And she is only 19. She's got a lot of motherfucking years ahead of her.
Yeah, really.
She is hiding now because she took the money and chokes it. She will die of it because she is greedy. Then she sends me... Then she sends me the header from CID.
Okay.
And then she sends me what they sent to her. This is what the CID, this is the real one. This is real. This is official. .mil. This is official.
Really?
Yeah, this
okay.
is real. This is a scam. Cease all contact with these criminals. The people you have been corresponding with are not U.S. service members. Report this crime to your local police. These criminals are usually located in Nigeria or Ghana. The U.S. Army does not have any jurisdiction or authority to investigate these criminals. The FBI is responsible for investigating these types of scams. Their link, then they give the link. You can also visit our website that explains the type of scams and lists the no fraudulent documents associated with them. Gives them that a real link and also another real link. Thank you. And then there's those red flag buzzwords used by these criminals saying they are on a peacekeeping mission, looking for honest woman, parents deceased, wife deceased, child being cared for by nanny or other guardian, professor love almost immediately, refer to you as my love, my darling, or any other affectionate term also immediately, telling you they cannot wait to be with you, telling you they cannot talk on the phone or via webcam due to the security reasons, or telling you they are sending you something, money, jewelry, through a diplomat. Finally, they claim to be a U.S. soldier. However, their English and grammar do not match that of someone born and raised in the United States. Now, who has been telling her that very same thing?
Oh, that sounds just... Well, because you've been telling her that they don't use little eyes, she's not getting it. Oh, I mean, all of this stuff is just duh.
This is straight from the military.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, that, legit. And it's written, and you could tell the way it's written. They're not looking for this in that corner. They're just stating facts. Here's the deal. Blah,
like,
blah, blah, blah.
Seize contact with these people.
The cops.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
I don't care about the Mr. Davin. I want to see what she replies here.
Yeah.
CID can arrest real criminal soldiers in FBI. Please ask them, because this is the whole truth. Miller contacted me when he was in Bagram, because he also did the job for Koran incident. This is why. Please check it out.
They just told her that's not real. Asshole. They just told me the legitimate one with the legitimate address, legitimate statements, just told her they're not real.
And she turns around and goes, yeah, they can arrest them. And he just said, no, we don't have the authority to do that. They're not even here.
But even if they could arrest them, they're
not real. I know. Wow.
Right here, if there's still anybody that's skeptical, that thinks that she is with the scammers, this is proof positive that she's an asshole.
Yeah.
She has
nothing to do
with
them. Well, that's the type of proof we've been looking for, Joe.
Yeah.
she is asshole unit.
Not for nothing, you know.
Well, actually, I think we discovered asshole, like, several weeks ago. Now it's just the depth of her stupidity.
And it's not Davin telling her, this is what's going on. It's the CID on an official email with everything checking out, telling her they're wrong, they're bad news, call a cop, do that. And she turns around and goes, but it's their job. No, it's not.
No.
And they just did their job. They just told you that the first bit of official legitimate information that has come across in this whole damn story and stupid answers to go, but they could arrest. No, they can't.
It's like, Lisa says she's delusional.
The CID is the division of the army. They're out of jurisdiction. If it's not happening in the states,
then they have nothing
even,
to do
I,
with it.
I don't even know if it's the states. I don't know the local statutes, but if it's not in the context of the army, there's nothing the army can do.
No. And they're trying to warn her, and she's still like, duh.
Now, I don't know. She had sent me something about a George Meekum from the CID. Did we do that?
No.
No.
Well, she had sent me that. We'll probably get to it next week. Mm-hmm. But she had sent me something. So I said, I'm having Meekum from the CID checked out as we speak. Somebody who's claiming to be from the CID.
Okay.
I will let you know what comes up. Then we go on. Mr. Tavin!
That's 20.
And what'd you say, 5?
No, I actually had 9.
I saw all that paperwork. I'm like, there's going to be a shit pile of them coming. That's why I went high.
Right. Doesn't mean you always get a Mr. Tavin, though. Sometimes, you know, their conversation.
Yeah, but the odds are there. That's why I went high.
This is what Jennifer did to me in 2012. I do not lie. Jennifer also paid the fees. We cannot do something wrong to the people. And then she sends me an email from Jennifer to her.
Okay.
Mummy? Mummy Ann. M-U-M-M-Y. Mummy Ann.
Okay. Mummy
Ann. Remember, this is the daughter of an American.
Yeah.
My father told me that they need some money to assist you because they have to issue the gold. My school will give me the allowance tomorrow, £400. I can send it to Brown to help you. I really appreciate all you did for me. Please accept it from me, your daughter, Jennifer. Yours sincerely, Jennifer.
A person that she's never actually met.
Well, just like a scammer. You know, they call you your husband, your wife, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
At least mine has the decency to ask that we get married on a video game.
I know.
Listen to her situation, a little desperation. She's going to borrow money from the school, and she's going to do this hook. Oh, boy.
That's a good point. So what's your problem? Borrow money from your boss. We're all borrowing money to make this happen.
Yeah, we're all getting money.
So I go.
Sorry about your wallet, Joe.
Yeah. So I go, I'll look into this when I get some time. Where did Jennifer claim to be when she was writing this to you? Why would she call you mummy?
Yeah.
I've never seen an American use the word mummy unless they were describing somebody in an Egyptian pyramid.
Could you stop for a second?
Yes.
Right. Why would they? And on the scammer's end, why would they be that stupid to do it too? I mean.
They don't know.
Working as an official, okay, but that was dumb enough, but, you know, as a scammer trying to.
Yeah, but she's in. She's in.
I know, but on their end, you know, just being a devil's advocate, why are they stupid to use that?
Yeah, it's like, do you not understand the difference between English and American English?
They don't understand. So I write to her. I go, as promised, I investigated the CID person for you. I consult with the U.S. Army's OPSEC program. It is designed to warn soldiers and civilians of internet fraud. You can see that my radio show has been endorsed by them, and we've received an award from the U.S. Army. No such person as George Meekum exists in the CID. They went on further to say that nobody from the CID would write so crudely. I guess I'm going to read it next week, what they wrote.
Yeah.
We are at the place where you have a decision to make. You either are going to believe me or believe these people you call the, quote, mafia. I can't continue this process if you do not trust me. Trust what I am telling you. Beth Stavin.
Wow. Wow. She is just so delusional and so in. She drank the Kool-Aid and she keeps sipping.
But the thing about it is she's got her own conclusions, her own disillusions. All right, Davin comes in and he's stating facts.
Yes.
Now, because Davin is not an has expertise in the situation but is not an official.
Right.
She's going, well, this, that, and the other thing. Now, we get this a legitimate email from the CID.
Yeah.
In official wording, in official language, and everything checks out, telling her, get away from them, they're scams,
yep.
Report it to the police, and she still carries on.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. The only real person that she's spoken to in this whole thing is Davin and the military email that we just got, and the person and who was scammed first. This is case number one.
Well, she's spoken to real victims.
Oh, okay. Well,
she's spoken to real victims. I think she's spoken to real local authorities too.
Oh, I think
she has.
Do you, now, and I guess they would tell. Wouldn't they tell her the same thing the CID told her?
Yeah.
And she just.
But remember, Joe, everybody's fucking idiot.
Everyone's fucking idiot.
Remember, everybody's wrong. Everybody makes mistakes. They're either idiots or they make mistakes.
Now, you bring up a good point. I'll tell you why. Because basically she's getting all this information from these scammers that are saying they're officials and saying bullshit.
Yeah.
What's for her not to say bullshit to a legitimate
authority? Her officials have never delivered one thing that they've said.
Yeah, because, but even so, I mean, the whole damn ball of wax is real. I mean, only one thing, the only two things, him, Davin, and the CID were real, but she's thinking everything is real, and calling and telling everybody to go to hell, so yeah, it's true. So,
yeah.
Go to hell, well, it's real, but she thinks the other things, you're going to say go to hell to anybody, she thinks everybody's real. You know?
I know, and that now
and that's a problem.
Well, she's been burned, she started saying, oh, everybody's fucking idiot, you go to hell. Even people are trying to help her, everybody go to hell.
Swing the pendulum, pendulum back the other way. Davin's telling they're not real. They're not. Here's the CID. This is an official. This is real.
Yeah.
I'll go to hell.
I know.
It's maddening.
The thing with the most proof.
She is maddening.
So, did you like this week's installment?
Yes, Mr. Davin.
Did you like the Mr. Davin game?
It was good to me.
That was a new twist.
I thought it was very funny.
Well, congratulations to Amanda. Like I said, we happen to be Facebook friends, so you could just Facebook me your email address, and I will send you the Surf Easy code, and you should just be able to hook that right up and get your coverage for a year. If there's any issues,
that's so awesome.
Email me and I'll get with them.
Congratulations!
Yeah, congratulations.
Very good product.
Yeah,
great product. So congratulations! You're going to surf easy and safely now.
She will.
And my voice is short.
I know,
but there must be more show because there's stories. Even though it's time to go, some people will not let us go.
Can we have a little teeny bit of stories?
We can do a little bit of stories.
All right, just a little bit.
All right. Yeah. That was racially insensitive.
Always and forever.
Boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka, boom.
Yeah, help.
Seriously, you're pressing Kumi's finger, but before he sends it to here, hit send, hit send.
You got everything. Oh, this is racial. All right, let's sneak it through. When you sing the word.
No, I think no one has to.
Yeah, with a little devil sitting on his shoulder.
Still fucking idiot. Everybody will be happy.
I know.
All right. So, when last we spoke to my beloved Belinda, she was getting a little sick.
She was
not feeling well. I'm sure there was other stuff there, too, but that was pretty much what I remember. listen to last week's show. I can't be bothered to remember this shit.
Yes.
If Trucker Tom's there, I'm sure Trucker Tom has the minutes.
Yeah, yes, the minutes of last week's meeting.
The show historian will be happy to give you a recap.
Yes.
Or wait 2 years, and Joe will put it up in a small clip.
Yeah.
All right. April 12th. I ask her how she is. She says she's getting better. I ask her what's wrong. She says she's feeling body pains, headaches, and fevers. I ask her if she went to the doctor. She goes, no, I can't afford it. Even if I could, the doctors are on strike, but I got some drugs from the pharmacy. Again, we see another money thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, it's like, oh, okay, there's no doctor, but I went and got drugs from the pharmacy. Do they not have prescriptions over
there?
How
did doctors go on strike?
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah?
That's kind of. I go, they just,
if you get sick, that's what you're going to be because there's no doctors.
You're a gotta.
Very patriotic.
Especially if she has dengue fever.
Dengue fever. It's
dengue fever.
Fever.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Fever. It's from TV.
They're going to say it like, he.
Fever.
No video.
Fever.
Fever. Fever.
Dengue fever. Okay. I go, they just give you drugs without a prescription? She goes, the owner of the pharmacy is a doctor. You tell him what's wrong with you, and he gives you drugs.
That's great. I'm going there. Give me the address.
Tommy Lee? What the
Well, it's Dr. Feelgood, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Keith Richards goes there.
Yeah, really?
I go, but how can he know without checking you out? He's just treating symptoms. She goes, yeah, I think so. I go, that's not very safe. She goes, yeah, but that's what I can afford at the moment.
You think Obamacare is better?
<That's stupid.
laughs> Gonna care.
It's a bunga
care.
Gonna
care.
Yeah, a bunga care.
No, no, hers was better. Mm. When Pip has a funny moment, let it be, Joe. Don't try to top it. There's so few and far between.
Look at the look on his face. He's trying to like wrap his mind around it. She actually got a good one.
No,
out.
I guess I'm just looking at the joke structure. A bunga would have a bunga would have the same cadence as Obama. So.
He's freaking it down.
So the medicine is helping you, I ask?
Please talk to me. No,
it's clearly not. She goes, yeah, I'm getting better. I'm feeling less pains now. I go, that's good. She goes, I have to take my drugs before it gets dark. Just woke up and thought you should know how I am, how I'm doing. Thanks. I go, well, thank you. I've been worried about you. She goes, that's nice to know. We'll be back soon. Will you be here? I go, I'll be in and out today. Maybe since you are sick and need your rest, I should not call you this weekend. Remember, I'm going to call her this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, no, you should call. It will make me feel better.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
That's very nice. I go, okay, I will try to call you on Saturday night or Sunday afternoon your time. I go, that's nice to know with a smiley face. She goes, thanks. She goes, see you later. Take care. I go, bye, doll. She goes, you too. I go, you too. I go, bye, doll. You too. She goes, bye, hun. A little affection.
All right.
April 13th. I think you left off a number like last time. I'm not going to try unless you verify. Last time I tried, it was a big hassle. So I tried to call and it didn't go through. And then I go, you gave me, and I give the numbers. But all indications are this is short a number. She goes, okay, I will give you the number when next you're online. Hope you had a safe trip. I go, I hope you see this before I leave. I have to get a phone card to call you. So hopefully you are up late tonight, your time. Worst case, I have more trips coming up in May, so there'll be more opportunities. Though any time I get to hear your voice is a blessing. Now, I didn't know this at the time. I just actually found this out fairly recently. Because everybody's like, oh, she's screwing him up with the numbers on purpose.
Yeah.
It's different if you call in country, in Ghana, than to call out of
international.
Country. Yeah,
oh.
And I didn't know that, and she didn't know that, I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt on that one. Because I have spoken to her before.
Was she not giving you the country code?
It wasn't the country code. It was some other number that they add in there. I don't remember what it was. But it was explained to me long after this happened.
Okay.
So, it would be easy to go, whoa, she's bullshit. I think this was legitimate. I was supposed to talk to her.
Right. Okay.
But there was a miscommunication. April 14th. She goes, that's sweet. It's nice to hear things like this. We'll be here this afternoon. Hope you have not left already. She asked me how I'm doing. I go, this is when I came back. I go, I'm okay. Tired, but okay. She goes, how are you feeling? I go, how are you feeling? She goes, a little strong now. I go, good. Is your fever gone? She goes, yeah, but still feel body pain. Still body pains, feeling body pains. I go, in your joints? She goes, all over my body. I go, sorry, babe. I'm jealous of your pain.
You're jealous of your pain?
Because it's all over her body.
You
perv!
Oh,
that's so crappy.
What, the flu is two timing your girl?
Yeah, yeah.
It's part of Fake Davin's character.
Oh, God.
He's a scamp.
Yeah, but Fake Davin, your lines are so bad.
Oh, really? They wooed a Ghanaian, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. When were you wooed by a Ghanaian? Never!
Never!
Yeah, and she has not even met Mr. Davin!
I haven't gotten any Ghanaian woo.
I'm going to pay for doing that voice.
Oh, yeah, boy, is he.
I don't know if you're gigging tomorrow or Thursday. But, all right.
Fortunately, Joe, my schedule's pretty empty.
You have a field day with that.
She goes, I go, I'm jealous of your pain. She laughs, goes, really? I go, yes, I wish I was all over your body, little devil face. Pip was right on it. She goes, nice.
Nice.
Also, she turned into Florentine.
Nice.
I go, do you really think so? She goes, yeah.
The chat is calling you a lech.
This is new? I write porn, people.
Lech, listen to this week's.
I don't know. I don't know if they're up, but you can listen to last week.
Oh, last week. This week's.
There's plenty of lechery in this.
See this stuff this guy's up to.
Yeah, lech. Actually, I'll show you a lech.
In the clip, she was much more lechery than me.
Actually, she was, to be fair.
Although I have allowed porn to happen in my house and the kids' little fairy wings. And the ping pong table, the nipple ones in between the ping pong table net.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm going to stay.
Oh, there's one coming up.
Oh, is there? From a different show? Good one?
Same show, but it's...
Oh, there's another clip from that show. Wow, it's a show that keeps on giving. Apparently, we were very funny on October 23rd,
2000. Yeah, we hit a vein that night, let me tell you.
She asked me if I've left Virginia already. I go, I'm about to. This was after me and Joe had our come to Jesus moment.
Yes.
I go, I'm about to. I'm going to have to work with you like my little girl. She goes, how is that? I go, I need to work with you both on remembering your phone number. She goes, your kid also does not remember her number? I go, no, actually she does. It is you I have to work with. She goes, oh, okay, and laughs. I go, that is twice, my love. I'm beginning to think you do not wish me to call you. She goes, that's not it. This is the number. And she gives the number again. Can you call now? I go, I can't, unfortunately. So she wants to talk to me.
Yeah, Lisa says international calling code 011.
No, it's not that. It's a different number.
And then country code, then city code, and then the number.
I don't know. There's a 5 or something left off somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it at the time, though. But it's good to know.
Yeah.
She wants to talk. She asked me why I can't talk to her. I go, I do not have the card, and I do not have the time to get it. Unfortunately, as the gas station where I would get it is 12 miles away. She goes, okay, are you in a remote area? I go, not terribly remote, but not every place around here has calling cards to Africa.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. And then I write out the number. And she goes, that is what the internet is, the amount of digits needed to call Ghana says. She goes, does that mean the number I have given you is not the exact number? I go, I think the number you have given me is missing a digit. You don't know your number? She goes, I know my number. Try this. See, we're really having a lot of communication.
Yeah, yeah.
Have not given my number to anyone to call me from Europe before. I guess that's why I'm finding it difficult.
From Europe? She doesn't know what continent you're on?
I go, Europe? Do you think I live in Europe? She goes, I mean overseas. I know you're an American. New York. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, I remember all of my...
boyfriends.
Yeah, I remember you.
You sure? Yeah. Just not thinking straight. I think my sickness is getting into my head.
Dengue fever.
I go, oh, sweetheart, I love you no matter how ditzy you are. She goes, thanks, that's sweet. She goes, I have something to tell you. I go, okay, I'm reading, listening, but I can't hear you. She laughs. My birthday's coming up in a week's time. I go, that's great. How old will you be? She goes, 27 years young. I go, way too old for me. Gonna have to troll Facebook and find a young African beauty.
Latch.
She goes, how old do you wish me to be? I go, will you make yourself that age? She goes, yes.
Oh, wow.
I believe she will.
Yes, I think she could.
I go, how will you do that? She goes, age is just a number, and don't she know it?
Yeah.
And names are just a name. Countries are just countries.
Names are just letters.
Faces are just faces. Really, I can be whatever you need. Yeah. Send the money. Age is just a number and is in the mind. I go, okay, I wish you to be 26 and then switch to 27 in 6 days. She goes, okay, done. Now I'm 26 and we'll switch to 27 in 6 days. I go, thank goodness. Otherwise, I'll have to dump your ass. She goes, will you be leaving for Virginia soon? I go, yes, in a minute. I have a long trip ahead of me.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Things have gotten a little bit more cordial. It was very cold and,
yeah.
Very cold and clinical. But now we're starting to get cordial again.
Yeah.
She wants to talk to me and everything.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. All
right. Well, and also it's like, it's my birthday.
Yeah, you got that? You noticed that?
Gonna get me something, sweetie.
You notice that we've had all we got a kid that needs school. We got a bad phone,
yeah,
and internet.
I'm sick.
She's sick. She wants to go to school. They're throwing everything at me.
I gotta go to the pharmacy for my dengue fever. I got a birthday coming up.
Let me tell you something. The birthday thing would never hook me.
No, I
never,
know.
Joe. I should have had Richard send her a watch.
You're gonna be living like Richard pretty soon.
You're gonna be living like Belinda pretty soon. Even a cat's gonna leave your ass.
Sure.
Mr. Whiskers is out of here.
Sure wonders if the birthday gift will be a laptop.
I don't know. Stick around. Yeah, I said I have a long trip ahead. She goes, where are you heading to? I go, will I ever see my hottie in the bikini picture? I'm still trying to get this bikini picture.
I know.
Then I go home. She goes, yeah, okay. I go, do you promise? She goes, yeah, I do. And then I go, guess what? And she goes, you're coming to Ghana next week?
What?
I said, guess what? And she goes, you're coming to Ghana next week.
Why next week? Oh, because birthday. Birthday, gotcha.
You know what? That is actually something a girlfriend would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very real.
Yeah.
We have our new machetes. They're nice and sharp for the occasion.
Now you
this one's gringo grade.
You know what's funny?
They're not Mexicans, you asshole.
I know.
You actually answered a question to a thought that was going on in my head because I'm like, boy, why would they want him there? And then all of a sudden he goes, they got their machete sharp.
The Mugu
like,
machete.
Yeah, there
Mugu
you go.
Machete.
But we're joking, but that could be, but it'll also be, she's talked that she wants to get married. There is that, and we've talked about the elements of that scam. Mm. So that could be there, too. She wants to meet me. Maybe I come with The Rock to get married. I bring her back here, and we start sending money back to Africa.
Or I come with The Rock. They club me like a seal. I'm found in a ditch, and that's the end of the show.
Well, there's that option, too.
Show, don't be such
I guess
a
we know. I guess we know where Joe's rooting.
There might be a little chapel in a hut someplace that these two crazy kids can roll up to.
Gonna go to the hut. Gonna get married.
Yeah. They let you sing? Sound as bad as me. Ugh.
If Johnny's listening, he's probably gonna go. Ooh, yeah, we do.
Well, if Johnny's, never mind. So she asked me if I'm coming to Ghana next week. I go, would you like me to? She goes, yeah, it would be nice to have you here. But what else do you want to tell me? And then here's something that Joe. That she did that Joe doesn't do. She misspelled here, H-E-A-R, and she corrected herself to H-E-R-E.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently she knows every spelling counts.
Hey, I just got to keep writing when I'm suicidal.
And it's the best blog ever.
Wow.
So she goes, would you like me to? And she says, yeah. I go, just one thing. She goes, what is that? I go, I heart you. I wrote to her, I heart you.
You did?
I did. She says, she goes, love you too.
Wow.
I give her a smiley face. So she goes, what will you be getting me on my birthday?
I love you. Where's the money?
I go, all right, time for me to go.
good present.
Big kiss, gentle shoulder rub, and a playful grab of your butt.
That's what you're giving her for a birthday.
That's what I wrote her. I go, you sure are forward. What would you like? She goes, okay, give me some time to think about what I will like. I go, okay, hon, I'll do my best. It's not for lack of want. She goes, okay, see you. I go, honey, I want you to know I will try my best. Whatever I fail to deliver now, I will more than make up to you when we are together. She goes, okay, that's nice to know. Son of a bitch, they're going over there.
Yeah, they're going, ugh. Ugh.
Then she goes, thanks. I go, are you upset? She goes, no, I'm not. I go, okay, good. I have a long trip and thoughts of your full lips will keep me company. She goes, okay, safe journey. I go, thank you, doll.
Tom says she responded, I can't wait to club you.
We're going to Club Med.
No, I'm going to club you.
Going to Club Med, I have a club sandwich.
You're going to need med for your club.
Yeah. I'll just go to the pharmacy. I'll tell him when it hurts.
Yeah. Everywhere.
He'll treat the pain.
There's a guy behind you with a machete in his bag.
We'll solve that off with your head. Yeah. She goes, see you when you get to New York. I go, okay, love. That will make the trip easier. Time to get on the yak.
Yak always funny. Yeah.
She goes, okay. She goes, see you, bye. I go, bye. I go, so you never told me what you would like for your birthday, and we are out.
Oh, look at you.
What?
So you never told me what you wanted for your birthday. She needed time to go think about what she wanted for her birthday. She didn't have it already.
Well, the bosses aren't here right now.
But
I'll take a message.
But you want to know something? She went all girly on you, where I don't think it's a guy just for that reaction. That's like such a knee-jerk girl reaction.
It does seem like she's into me.
You know? Yeah. No, I don't know about that.
I think a little bit. You find that hard to believe.
No, but the thing is that it was just like such a knee-jerk reaction. What do you get? Because it's something a guy wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Or a guy would say, but wouldn't say it in that phrasing.
Well, I mean, we've already established pre-show that women around their birthday will tell you what they like.
Yes.
So,
And the man will go get it.
Poor Belinda was Belinda was talking to the wrong schmuck.
You know what? Yeah,
she would have had better luck with Richard.
She would have been on the lap of luxury.
She would be getting everything she wants.
Yeah.
Sorry, doll. You got me. You didn't get stupid. So, yeah, but I agree. More girly.
Yeah.
I think she did want to talk to me.
Yeah.
So it's picked up. Business is picked up.
We're all cordial. Look at it. We're all pals again. Everything is lovey-dovey.
Likes my playfulness.
Yeah, and Sharu says her handlers must not be listening because she didn't have a ready answer for what are you going to get me?
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true, and she was more free.
Yeah. And Lisa says she's so into fake Davin.
Does Lisa really mean that, or is she just saying it?
I don't think she's being smart. I think she thinks that...
Do you think Belinda likes me, or just likes me?
Look at you.
Maybe we could pass notes to each other in class.
What are you, 12?
More or less.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I hope she does. I hope there's love. I would hate to think this is all a scam.
Lisa says she's looking for money in a big shiny rock.
What, Joe?
I hate to think this will all be a scam. I'm like, well, you, what am I doing?
But once again, we go back and forth. You just go. That's what makes Belinda so fascinating.
Fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. With that whole thing, now, like... conversation is being more cordial. Yep. And like I said, well,
I don't think cordial is the right word. I think affectionate,
well,
Joe.
All right. Yeah. We'll use the term affectionate, but it's gotten back to affection. I mean, it was about as fun and romantic as when the creditors call about 2 weeks ago, you know?
Unlike the porn we wrote once back.
And like I said, that was a very knee-jerk girl reaction. So, you know, now you're back. Now where you figure, oh, it's a guy, man. Well,
there still is the money thing, though. There's always pushes for money in there.
Well, you know, I mean, they got their agenda. We got ours, you know?
It's kind of like business is business, but I think there's real feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there is, too.
And I think me and her are the same with that. We're both doing business, but we both have feelings.
Right.
I like talking to her.
Yeah.
You know, I've told her things that have been going on in my life and everything. I enjoy talking to this person. She probably enjoys talking to me, whether she loves me or not.
Right.
Who can tell?
The chat thinks that she's into you. That, you know, she likes you anyway. You're entertaining her.
Which is a pretty major score, because if you think about it, most victims bore the scammers to death.
Yeah.
And they just don't get, which makes it a lot easier for them to do work.
Right. Like I said, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I've been saying this from the get-go, where there's certain things you look forward to during the day. There's a girl, you know, the girl that works one of our other websites, I'd like talk and we'll talk. And
somebody's
getting
a watch. Does she want a new dress?
She might be. You might be meeting. She might be coming out because she's in Pennsylvania. She might be coming out to the show. So she, you know,
oh,
might
good.
Come
I look,
the show.
Oh, cool. I look forward to hearing about her in the coming months.
Yes, but no. But still, the fact remains. God, I lost my train of thought. you're the one thing you look forward to talking during the day. Out of all the other marks, you know, it's the
but
same.
But this
boring
is much
stuff.
Different. It's very interesting to do the contrast of October 2012, which is what Joe and I are working on with the clips.
Yeah.
It's very so what those were just so sex. It's just such a different
crazy.
Tone.
Yeah.
Talk about entertaining.
But she was still. See, the thing about those, because I'm like heavily into those right next. I'm doing all the editing.
Well, you like a wet ass.
This is when it
doesn't?
Was. This is when it was Agnes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The whole dynamic in a way changed when she revealed herself to Belinda. But I do have it on. The show, the September 23rd, well, actually, I think it's the show that I'm working on right now, she did mention a friend, Belinda.
Yes.
Yeah, you said that.
On
and
that.
That's
and
like,
I do
oh
have
my
it on
God.
My notes. I have to look at my notes. I think it's coming up soon.
Well, now, Tom says, hold on. I'm still not convinced. So I said, duly noted. You know?
You don't get a prize for this, Tom. Don't be a prick.
No.
Let us enjoy our
life.
Duly convinced of what? Tom's not duly convinced of what?
Well, we're all saying that it seems like she likes fake Davin. Not that she's necessarily really in love with him, but everybody's saying she likes him. You know, he's entertaining.
He's the most interesting person that she... I will make this statement. He is the most entertaining person that she is dealing with during the day.
Yeah. And
you look forward to that. Because if they're having this life... in Ghana, where they're not happy, they're just struggling to make ends meet and stuff like that. The drudgery of going there and sitting on the computer all day, and this guy is, you know, funny and he's you know, affectionate and this, that, and the other thing, and more interesting than the usual person that they're speaking to.
The usual
it's the high point of her day.
Yeah. Well, I think correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but I think that what he's saying is that, you know, we're all saying, oh, she really has feelings, and he's like, I think he's thinking, no, she's really just all scammer. There's no feelings.
Slow down.
So he's like, don't get me into the wishy-washy muck here.
Right.
But, well, it...
Tom, you just failed to see my charms. It's a sad thing, Tom. Your heart is stone. You know, I would thought with recent developments in your personal life that you'd be more open to people just being genuinely happy, even if there is an ocean apart. But I guess, I guess you can't melt the heart of an angry trucker.
Hey, Mr. Voice no longer there. Do you want me to read those?
You want to read them?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, because you're going to have no voice. All right. So, now it's time to thank some people. Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716 or check them out at smacenters.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli. Did I say that right?
I listen
to this every week,
I know.
Reading it and I'm going, huh?
No, you did
sad.
Fine. You did
Thank
fine.
You.
Right on.
Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a not pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. And when you call, don't forget to ask them about comedy night. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect shmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats. I'm sorry. Premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. I'm sorry. I can't help but make that dirty sometimes. They offer some unique daily
specials. Great. I'm sure the sponsor will appreciate that.
I know. They offer unique daily specials like the zombie.
We just went in there the other day.
Oh, it was great. Let me tell you something. Yeah. They make this sandwich. I forgot the name of the sandwich, but it is whitefish, egg salad on triple-decker rye bread. It is to die for.
I would never think about putting those things together.
It is.
No,
Joe ordered it and loved it.
Delicious.
So did I. I barely got a scrap.
Oh, Sloppy got a little bit of it. But
By the way, the owner Jeff loves slop towel.
Oh, he does. Well, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking now. Okay.
Not me, stupid. Keep your mind on the ground.
Oh, okay. You know what?
I'm the one who catches food, and I'm the one who takes salty drinks.
Well, you know what? That's exactly where it went.
Exactly.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offer premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. I just said that. They offer some unique daily specials like the zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the
Joe likes homemade gravy. So do I.
As long as the Kniss truck don't break down, it'll be
shut up, stupid.
Or the
this isn't your personal life. Leave it off the air.
Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. That sounds
How
awesome.
How good is that?
Yeah.
How good is that?
When you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in a bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure your Wi-Fi hotspots or any time you want to remain private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from the websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy.
That's not what Amanda won. Amanda didn't get the free.
Didn't get the free one. She got the full, all the nuts and bolts.
She got the full boat.
Yeah. The whole kit and caboodle. Thank you, Surf Easy.
Yeah, yes, thank you so very much. And Amanda is very excited.
We love an excited Amanda.
As are the other winners that got Surf Easy
from our show. Well, listen, we love our fans to be excited.
We do. We do. Well, you can sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. Side-splitting productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, and more side-splitting productions.
Side-splittingproductions.com. Call us up at 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you going to be this week?
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Thursday, 8 o'clock show. Also, I will be at Governor's Comedy Club three nights in a row. It'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go to gubs.com for times and tickets.
Thursday, July 31st, I'll be at Marcello's in Suffern, New York. So if you want to come and see me local, one of a few local gigs I got coming up. Calls for tickets, 845-357-9108, 845-357-9108. Again, thank you to Surf Easy for providing us that great gift.
Yes, thank you so much.
And congratulations once again to Amanda. That was a fun show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I could also, don't forget, we're going to be doing our live event. Was that October 11th?
October 11th, Allentown, PA.
Allentown, PA. We're going to have stand-up. We're going to have our games. And we're going to have beer. Loads of beer. So please make a point of being there. We'd love to see you.
You know what? I think we got some fans in Pennsylvania. So hopefully they'll come out, spread the word. I mean, even if you don't listen to the radio show.
Yeah.
Although you should. If you listen to the radio, it's going to be a kick-ass comedy
show. It's going to be a great night out.
And you guys are going to love the live games. We're going to have prizes and stuff. It's going to be fun. You guys are going to win stuff. It's going to be cool. We want this to be a success.
Yeah.
If not, we'll talk badly about all of you.
Yes, we will say horrible, horrible things.
I don't mean to threaten, but it's what I do.
Oh, no, we'll do that
it's
anyway.
A long run.
No, no. No. We'd love to see you guys live and in person. It would be fun.
Yeah, so that was a good time. We'll see what we got next week. We might have a special guest call in, or we might not. We'll see.
Yeah.
Working on that.
Depends how we feel, all right?
Yeah, we're working on that. If not, I'm sure we'll have other fun activities. Maybe we'll play a game. I don't know. We'll think of something. We always do.
We'll just have our usual, asshattery going on anyway. And you guys enjoy hanging with us, so you'll be back.
Yeah, man. So, hey, guys, if you like us, please tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Seriously, don't. Either way, keep on listening. Thanks, guys.
Good night. Thanks for listening.